The Pet Milk Program with Fibber McGee and Molly. The first evaporated milk, Pet Milk, presents Fibber McGee and Molly with Bill Thompson, Gail Gordon, Arthur Q. Bryan, Dick LeBrand, Cliff Arquette, Herb Vigran, Charlie Smith, John T. Smith, and me, Harlow Wilcox. The show is written by Don Quinn and Phil Leslie and directed by Max Hutto, with music by the King's Men and Billy Mills Orchestra. When friends get together in the evening, there always comes a time when the happiest thing you can say is, "How about a cup of coffee?" And take my word for it, that good coffee that you make will taste extra good when you serve Pet Milk with it. Pet Milk is whole milk that's double rich, concentrated to double richness by evaporation. And it gives coffee such a good creamy color and a fine mellow flavor. Once you use it, you'll probably be like so many others who would rather use Pet Milk than cream in coffee. Now, most foods that give you extra pleasure cost extra too, but not Pet Milk. Just think of it. Pet Milk costs less generally than half as much as ordinary coffee cream. So, always have Pet Milk on hand for coffee as well as for cooking. Get some at your grocer's tomorrow. Here's a man without a care in the world, the picture of solid contentment. Sitting in his living room with his back in an easy chair, his feet in a window, his comic book in his lap, and his wife at the grocery store, we find Mr. McGee of Fibber McGee and Molly. He looks out the window. He smiles to himself. He sings.
Oh, I got a little woman and she's at the grocery store. She'll be home any minute because I hear her at the door. Oh.
Yo-ho, McGee, I'm home.
Oh, okay. I'd give you a hand, kiddo, but I'm setting down. You need some help with the groceries?
No, thanks, dearie. I only spent $3.
Good. That ought to feed us. Huh? Where's the groceries?
In my purse.
What?
I only bought a few things.
In your purse? Holy smoke. You mean to tell me you can carry $3 worth of groceries in your purse?
It isn't hard, believe me.
Huh?
I shop carefully because on a $20 a week food budget, there isn't room, you see, to...
$20? Spend $20 a week for groceries? Oh, cut it out, kiddo. You're joking.
Joking? Well, if you think so, you...
Well, sure, my gosh, you ain't buying groceries for the Asiatic fleet, Tootsie. There's only two of us eating here, don't forget that.
Yeah, but there's one of us that eats like four of us. Don't you forget that, dearie.
Well, don't apologize for your appetite, Molly. I don't want to starve you, but gee whiz, $20 a week. Why, when I was a cook in the First World War, the big war... We used to feed men on 31 cents a day. And believe me, it tasted like it.
Yeah, it must have been a mess, Sergeant.
Now stop kidding, kiddo. If it's costing us 20 smackers every week just for groceries, something's wrong somewhere. Prices must be too high.
There's not a grocer in town who'll argue with that or sell any cheaper.
My gosh, if I can't feed two people easy for $15 a week, I'll quit eating. That's what I'll quit. I'll go on a hungry strike. I won't touch another drop of food till I get them prices down. Hey, we got anything in the icebox? I'm starving.
Well, very little, dearie.
Well, then get your hat and $15, too.
Yes, sir.
That's our new grocery budget. And if you want to see a real sharp-shooting bargain shopper, do some sharp-witted shopping, shake your shank, sis. We're going shopping. Rat it anyway. Why is it every time I get ready to go out, somebody drops in? Come in.
Oh, hello, Mr. Oldtimer.
Hello there, kids. Hi, daughter. Hey, Johnny, did you see the paper?
Huh?
The New York Yankees was in town. Had a parade here.
The Yankees? A parade? Gee,
according to the paper here, they marched down 38th Street in two rows, side by side.
Where does it say that?
Yeah.
Here's the headline, daughter. It says, Yanks cross 38th. Parallel.
Oh,
No, no, old-timer, that...
That's the news for the day, kid. What's news with you?
Plenty, boy. I just woke up to how high up the high cost of living has went up lately. Way up.
Do you have much trouble in making both ends meet these days, Mr. Old-timer?
Yes, I do, daughter. I used to could bend over and touch my toes any time, but it seems like I can't even reach my knees anymore. Arms are getting shorter, I guess. Ain't made both ends meet.
No, no, wait a minute. That's not what we meant. How do you support yourself these days?
Well, mostly I just lean against something, Johnny. Lamppost, mailbox...
I don't think you quite understand what we're driving at, Mr. Oldtimer. We're talking about how expensive food is.
Yeah, you have any trouble eating these days?
No, I love it, kid. I had an interesting experience at lunch yesterday, though.
Yeah?
Down at Walt's Malt Shop and Oyster Bar. I was eating a bowl of oyster stew, and all at once I bit down on something exciting, kids. The waitress come a-running.
Pearl?
No, Pearl got fired, daughter. Bessie's working there now. She was over...
Yeah, but the oyster stew. What was it you bit down on, an emerald?
Nope. An oyster.
An oyster?
Threw the whole joint out of business.
Yeah?
Had to close up and send east for another oyster. It was, hey... You say you're having trouble with your grocery budget, daughter?
Oh, we certainly are. Everything is...
Bessie's sister had the same problem, daughter. Worried her to death.
That's all.
But she figured out a wonderful deal, though. Cut her grocery bills right in half and still eats as good as ever.
My gosh, how'd she do that? We'll try it.
You won't like the plan, Johnny. She shot her husband.
Billy Mills and the orchestra and the syncopated clock.
Wistful Vista Cash and Carry.
Yes, we have a charge here.
Oh.
Oh, look, they must have had a hold up, McGee. Look at all the policemen at the door.
Yeah, they... Oh, that's a money wagon there. They must be delivering the payroll. Boy, look at the guns. Hey, they take...
All right, men. Close ranks. I want a solid line from this front door to the truck.
Oh, dear. Don't they look businesslike, McGee?
Yeah.
Look, the man with the machine gun carrying a little box.
Yeah, what is it, Bud? The payroll?
No, it's a 4-pound rib roast. Watch it, man. Watch it, man. Remember what happened last week.
What happened last week, sir?
Carload of Eastern gangsters, lady. Hijacked a pork chop. All right, let's go.
Sure. Oh, well. Let's get started. Grab the basket here while I check my list here, Molly. I'll pay as I go.
Yes, you certainly will. Through the nostrils, I might add.
Well, let me see now, Fert. Oh, hey, Bud.
Yes, sir?
A loaf of bread, please. Here's my nickel.
You been away, mister?
Yes, he has, sir. In fact, he's not quite back yet.
What you mean?
Bread, sir, is 15 cents a loaf.
15 cents? For a loaf of bread? Why, that's ridiculous. I won't pay it. Keep your old bread. We'll bake biscuits. Give me some biscuit flour.
Here you are, sir. 47 cents.
Skip it. I'll plant wheat. Come on, Molly. Let's walk down this way. Why, the idea is
so... You know, you should come shopping with me oftener, dearie.
Huh?
This sort of thing has been going on since the... Oh, look who's here, Miggy. Hello, Dr. Gamble.
Hello, Molly. And good day to you, knuckle nose.
Hi, bacon belly. How's the pill peddling racket? Business good?
Business, I am happy to say, is terrible, my boy.
Good.
Wistful Vista has had an epidemic of good health lately, thanks to old Doc Gamble.
Yeah, I've been reading some nice things about you lately, Doc, old man.
Really? Where?
In the May issue of the Witch Doctor's Digest. Is it true you discovered a way to dye buckshot yellow and sell it for penicillin tablets? You ought to make a fortune.
Oh, pipe down, Clabberhead. You're not funny.
Cool.
How'd you ever get him out of the house to help you shop, Molly? Set fire to the divan?
No, he's down here to investigate the high cost of living, Doctor.
Yeah.
He can't figure out where our grocery money's going.
Oh, he can't? Has it occurred to you to look inside the lower part of your vest, Button Buster? I mean that you've got enough pure lard behind your belt buckle to French fry a rhinoceros.
Oh, come now. Leave us not get personal, Tallow Bucket. This cost of living thing is all of us's problem, boy. We're all infected by it.
You mean affected, dearie. Infected.
I know. These food prices make me sick.
Well, I have one suggestion, my boy. If you think the cost of living is too high, why don't you stop?
Stop what?
Living. So long, Molly.
So long, Doc. Well, come on, Molly. If we're going to find any bar... Hey, wait a minute. There's a guy demonstrating something, Molly. Come on. Free sample.
Yes, looks like he's for
it. Hey, bud, whatever you're giving away, we'll take an armload. Oh, hey, it's Wilcox.
Well, hi, pal. Hello, Molly.
Hi.
Step right up and have a cup of coffee with that wonderful pet evaporated milk.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Wilcox. And are we ever ready?
Yeah, for once, we're glad to see you, Junior. Make mine a double, boy.
A double it is with that good, rich pet milk.
Ah... Isn't that a wonderful aroma, McGee?
Well, I hadn't noticed that yet, but it sure does smell good. Two lumps, Junior. Boy, this is the first bargain we've seen.
Yeah, pet milk is always a bargain, kids. Ah, look at that beautiful creamy color, Molly.
Yeah.
Notice that rich, full-bodied flavor, pal?
Speaking of full, Junior, fill up my cup full up again, will you? It's good.
Gladly, pal, gladly. Pass him the pet, Molly.
All right.
Because that's what makes this coffee so extra good, so extra delicious. Pet milk is that last little touch that sort of puts the topper on a fine cup of coffee. You see, pet milk is just good, wholesome country milk concentrated to double richness by evaporation.
Speaking of buy, Junior, can I buy you a cup, as long as it's free?
That's mighty neighborly of you, neighbor.
Hey, if you want to shop a while, Molly, I'll just sit here and drink coffee.
Oh, no, you don't.
Huh?
You're doing the grocery shopping, dearie.
Well.
You're the one who's finding the bargain.
Yeah.
Well, you came to the right place, kids. I know this store like a pet milk label.
Yeah?
I can show you the six biggest bargains in the house.
Speaking of house, Junior, how's about one more cup?
Help yourself, pal, help yourself. Yes, sir, the first bargain, of course, is this can of pet evaporated milk. Pet is a bargain because it costs less generally than any other form of milk. Less than half as much as cream.
You said you could show us six bargains, Mr. Wilcox.
Yeah, what's the other five?
What? Simple, pal. Five more cans of Pet.
Oh.
Here you are. Pay the checker on your way out. All right, folks. Step right up for a cup of the best coffee.
Yeah.
I told you I'd find us a bargain, kiddo. Stick with me and you'll...
Oh, McGee, will you look at that beautiful beef roast in the showcase.
Oh, boy, would I like to take that baby home. What's that sign say? Oh... Prices quoted on request. And by appointment only. free smelling salts. My gosh, that's an awful
way. Edith, meat counter is killing me.
Huh?
I haven't seen so much raw red meat since the Sunday we spent at Coney Island.
Yeah, well, hey, look at that baked ham.
Oh, that looks delicious, McGee. Ooh. Don't torture me now because...
Maybe we could buy a few. Hey, Bud, let's take a look at that baked ham, will you?
Certainly, sir. Mind putting up a small deposit just as evidence of good faith?
A deposit?
Oh, your bank book, wristwatch, any small thing will do.
For goodness sakes, here. Will my wedding ring do?
Well, it's a little irregular, but... There, take a look. Don't touch it, sir. Just look. It's our best grade
of
baked ham.
Boy, that smells wonderful. Smell it, Molly?
Oh, isn't that wonderful?
Yeah, let me have 15 cents worth of that, Bud. Oh, what the heck. Make it 2 bits worth.
2 bits worth?
Sure.
You just had a dollar's worth, mister.
What?
Why,
oh, come on, McGee, let's go. Mm-hmm. Oh, hello there, Mr. Mayor.
Well, hello, Molly. Hello, McGee.
Oh, hi, Latrive. You're just the guy I'm looking for. You're the mayor. What are you doing about food prices?
Shuddering. What are you doing?
Shopping. We took all our money out of our piggy bank, came downtown to shop, saw the prices, so now we're going home and eat the piggy.
You know what I think is the cause of high prices today, Latrivia? My theory of the cause of high prices is that everything costs more. What do you think?
I think you have something there, McGee. And I hope it isn't contagious because I don't want to get it.
I don't suppose there's really any use to blame the grocers for the high prices, which is too bad because it's so easy to hang it on them.
No. No, it's just general inflation, I guess. You understand inflation, McGee?
No.
Well, let me explain it to
Please
you.
Please do, Mr. Mayor.
Yeah, well, you can try anyway. I'm pretty hard to explain things to because when I don't pay attention, I pretend I heard everything. And when I do pay attention, I don't understand because I'm too busy thinking of what I'm going to say when you get through. What? Go ahead, boy. Try.
Very well. Inflation is a spiral. Now, do you know what a spiral is?
Yes. A spiral is something that rises and turns around at the same time. Like the man in front of you at the movie when you stick your foot through the back of the seat.
Yes. But let's think of a spiral in terms of a coiled spring, like the springs in your Davenport.
Oh, you mean inflation makes you lose sleep?
No.
Oh?
Look.
Uh-huh.
When prices rise and wages are raised to keep up with it,
yeah,
then costs of manufacture and processing rise to pay the wages, which means prices have to go up, too. That is a spiral.
Oh, I see. Like a coiled spring.
Exactly. And like the springs in your Davenport, when it gets out of control, it will get you in the end. Okay.
The King's Man and the When You and I Were Young Maggie Blues.
The blues are here again. Prepare to shed a tear again. You're feeling draggy. Latch on to a tune like Maggie. Put in a few notes, blue notes, new notes. To cry the blues with me. I wander today to the hill, Maggie. Watch the scene below.
Here's where you sing a lick or two, a trick or
the
two.
The creek and the creaking old mill, Maggie.
As we used to long, long ago.
And then you give it a touch of the blue.
The green roam is gone from the hill, Maggie. Where first the days is far.
And here's a spot for the new note.
But I love you the same as of old, Maggie, when you and I were young. You simply take a favorite, and then you flavor it with just a note or two of blue harmony. Tell the orchestra to play staccato, and then you jazz a little of legato. Take the Maggie tune, that's a raggy tune, pay no attention to the music. Just sock it, yonk it, rock your blues away on the spot.
Start to trot,
getting hot, the green.
Syncopate a bit, intonate a bit. All around I see harmony, charmony. Every loving note is a loving boat.
So full of music that you can't refuse.
I'd love.
Now you know the way to sing. Tell the band to play. And if you love it, then you know you've got those. When you and I were young Maggie.
Say you're an economical shopper, dearie. You've been here 3 hours and you haven't spent over a dollar yet.
Nope.
Of course, you haven't bought anything but 6 cigars. Look, McGee, why don't you give in?
No, sir.
Let's take the $15, buy $10 worth of ham and $5 worth of eggs, and go knock ourselves out.
No, sir, this thing has got my backup. I'll find a bargain if I have to get the manager by the throat and choke the... Hey, bud, are you the manager?
Yes, sir, but I...
McGee, turn loose of that man's throat.
Sorry, bud. Got carried away.
That's quite
all right, sir. Our new policy, every customer gets one free chance at strangling the manager. That's a choke, son. I say that's a choke.
Yeah. Look, bud.
This may be funny stuff to you, but I ain't amused. I come down here to buy some groceries, and I drive a hard bargain.
I may as well warn you, sir. He's sharp.
Well, I'm happy to serve you, Mr. Sharp.
Hmm?
You must be Mrs. Sharp, Mrs. Sharp.
No, I'm Mrs. McGee.
Yeah, now look, bud, I'm going to lay my cards on the table, see?
Oh, I'm sorry, sir. We don't permit gambling in the store. It is not our policy.
Oh, cut it out.
Gee.
I didn't say anything about gambling. I want to buy some groceries. Now look, I'll pick out enough stuff for a week and pay you a flat $15 for it. How about it? You want a deal or not?
Shuffle them first.
Hmm?
I'll cut you for a deal. Let's play Joker's Wild and the Nines and the Deuces.
Oh, please. We did not come in here to gamble. Can't you just show us some bargains in groceries? Well, now here, how much are these olives here?
Oh, that is a splendid bargain indeed, madam. These are our finest imported stuffed olives.
Hmm, what are they stuffed with?
Olive pits. Now, they are priced according to size.
Mm-hmm.
Starting with the mammoth size here, they work on up through colossal, magnificent, and tremendous. Up to the size of BBs, which we call monster.
Monster.
Then the marble size are labeled Herculean. On up through massive, supermassive, and frightening, till we come to these giant, super enormous, mucho grandes. Which, as you can see, are about the size of mothballs. Then we go on.
Now, listen, please, never mind the olive, sir. I wish I'd have stayed home. And...
Oh, let me tell you about an amusing thing that happened here yesterday. My brother has a sailboat at Dugan's Lake, and the wind tore all the canvas off it.
Yeah, but what that got to do with the...
So he came in yesterday and asked me for the money to buy a new sail.
Mm-hmm.
I gave him the money and punched it out on the cash register, whereupon he said, "What did you ring on the cash register, brother?" Smiling slyly, I said, "No sale." Oh, around the market here we...
Oh. That rabbit butt, cut it out. I'm getting sick of this.
Me too, dearie. I tell you, I'm going home. You can stay here if you want to, but I'm tired.
You bet I'm staying. I'll find some bargains around here if it's the last thing I... Now you look at here, stupid. I'm a customer of this store, and I...
No, Ole McGee isn't home yet, but come in anyway. He ought to be here any minute.
Well, thanks, Mrs. You stay a minute.
He's down at the grocery store, Ole. How's the family? Well, I hope.
Well, I hope so too, Mrs. What you say McGee is doing?
Well, he's trying to find some grocery bargains, Ole. He thinks we're spending too much money for food.
Well, I thank everybody, Doss, but don't worry. Congress is investigating the food thing, Mrs.
Oh, they are?
Sure. You ever buy any pies from a place called Red's Bakery?
No, I don't believe so. What about it?
Well, this fella Red, he's in bad trouble. Must make brum stuff, I guess.
What makes you think so?
Well, it says in the paper this morning, Congress investigates Red's pies.
Ollie, I don't think that's what he meant by that.
Hey, Molly. Hey, Molly, take some of this stuff, quick.
Oh, here. Well, come on.
Yeah,
I got it.
I'll took a bag, McGee. That's
your
guard.
Oh, boy, did I find a bargain, Molly. There's more in the car, too, even yet. Come on, let's take it out to the kitchen.
Okay, for goodness sake. Well, look at all the canned goods.
Yeah.
McGee, how much did all this cost?
Oh, boy, I told you I'd find a bargain, did I? I could have... I told you I could feed us for 15 bucks a week. Dump them bags out on the table.
Hey, what is this stuff?
Yeah.
My, there's no labels on the cans,
yeah.
Dearie.
That's how I got them for a nickel apiece. 300 cans I got. Labels got washed off in the flood, and that's why they're selling them cheap.
I see.
Nobody knows what's in them. Pretty good gamble, eh? You ever see such tall cans?
Well, come on, let's open one, McGee.
Yeah.
See what we've got.
Well, you do it, Molly. I always cut my finger. Hurry up, kid. Open it up. I can't wait to see.
My goodness, this is exciting.
Yeah.
I can't wait to see what's inside this.
There's a...
Well, heavenly days. 300
cans. Hey, what is it? What is it? Let me see. What is it? Let me see.
Wait a minute till I try another one.
Okay, open it up. Hurry up.
Look, McGee.
Well, what do you know? Tennis ball.
River and Molly return in a moment. You know, men may be better at arithmetic than women, but when it comes to getting the most for their money, my hat is off to the women. Take an everyday food item like milk. No milk you can buy gives you more for your money than PET, evaporated milk, and women are smart enough to know it. That's why in grocery stores you'll see women reaching for PET milk several cans at a time. And it isn't just the price, although PET does cost less generally than any other form of milk. But it's what you get for that money. Sweet country milk concentrated to double richness. That's PET milk. So rich you can mix it with an equal amount of water and still have milk that's richer than the usual bottled kind. So rich you can use this milk instead of cream for coffee. How's your supply of PET milk? If you're down to that last can, better pick up some at your grocer's tomorrow.
Ladies and gentlemen, we've kidded a lot about our grocery shopping tonight, but believe me, our hats are off to our friend, the neighborhood grocer. He's doing a great service for all of us under very trying conditions.
Yes, and as long as your hat is off to him, McGee, you'd better hold your hand out to him, too, with some money in it.
What do you mean?
Well, he's still holding the bag for last month's grocery bill.
Huh? Oh, well, that's a cinch, kiddo. I'll pay him out of the profits off of these tennis balls.
Profit.
Certainly. You know what Kramer's drugstore gets for tennis balls?
Money?
You said it, a half a buck a piece. Half a buck times 900 is 450 smackers. That's over $400 clear profit. Do I bargain or do I bargain?
You certainly do, dearie. Yeah. Bounce me one of those balls.
Okay. Here. Dead.
Me too.
Yeah. Good night.
Good night.
First evaporated milk, PET milk, brings you Fibber McGee and Molly each week at this time. Be with us again next Tuesday night, won't you? Oh, and by the way, wouldn't you like to help the men who are fighting for you in Korea? Please mail your check to your local Red Cross chapter today. If a friend of yours wanted to deceive her husband for a seemingly good reason, would you help? Well, in Pet Milk's Story of the Week on the Mary Lee Taylor program next Saturday morning, young wife Sally Carter does help her friend and neighbor, but not quite in the way her neighbor expected. Don't miss this grand story, and be sure to hear Mary Lee Taylor's popular recipe for orange cupcakes. Delicious, easy, economical. Don't forget, next Saturday morning and every Saturday morning, it's NBC for Pet Milk's Mary Lee Taylor.
Tomorrow, laugh with Groucho Marx. Now enjoy Big Town on NBC.